Every summer, an invasion overwhelms the tiny island of St. Lazaria off the southwest coast of Alaska. Swarms of seabirds descend to breed. For our series, Sounds Wild, we're going to descend into the middle of this mass of birds with biologist Michael Anderson. Anderson from the University of Kansas recorded two kinds of birds, the leach's storm petrel and the fork-tailed petrel.
It's nighttime, and so the birds are coming in and flying all about, upwards of 500,000 birds that we're talking about. These birds are actually digging burrows in the soft, moist soil in the forested areas, and so they're coming in through the forest, landing on the ground, and going underneath the ground, tunneling into their burrows to lay an egg. This nocturnal shift is sort of the changing of the guard, where one bird comes back in and exchanges incubation duties while the other bird goes out to do some foraging. And they're making these vocalizations to help recognize one another individually in this sort of sea or mass of birds. There are two species here, and each gives a unique vocalization. The fork-tailed storm petrel has this one that just gives 3 to 5 grating notes, like a yap, 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 yap. And the leach's storm petrel is giving this more of a purring sound as they fly through the trees. Oftentimes they're crashing through the limbs of the trees, stumbling down to the ground, and then scurrying about, calling to their mate, trying to find their particular burrow. There are just so many of these birds that they can't help but flying into the microphone or the tripod, or even one time bird flew right into my head.
The purring and yapping sounds in our series are from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Thanks to NPR science correspondent Christopher Joyce for tracking them down. If you'd like to see the animals and the birds in our series, visit npr.org.